It might seem odd that a group which helps prevent falls among the elderly is tackling heroin, but avoiding injury and preventable death is what the nonprofit group Safe Communities is all about. In the past, they've addressed pedestrian safety and suicide. A visual example of heroin's increasing impact on the public is something most don't associate with drug use: driving. Safe Communities Director Cheryl Witke says it's a big issue.
People will shoot up. As soon as they get their heroin, they shoot up. They don't wait till they get home. And then they pass out in the car, crash in the car. And that's been a very visible sign of an increase in the problem.
A former heroin user agrees.
It's a very dangerous thing. With the amount of traffic that's on the road nowadays, it's extremely dangerous.
That's 34-year-old Kelly Graycheck. This summer, he was invited to talk to a Madison church group, sending chills down spines with his personal revelations.
My father was a drug dealer. My father went to federal prison for 13 years. So I, at actually 5, 6 years old, I was raided by a SWAT team.
Authorities say Graycheck isn't necessarily the typical heroin user. Many are middle and upper class kids, says Julie Rortvedt. She's a Madison police detective. She holds community forums on heroin and has been disappointed with the low turnout. Rortvedt thinks families see it as an internal problem.
So what I'm finding is that they suffer in isolation, feeling like they're alone. They don't want to tell their other friends about what's going on because it's embarrassing. There's some stigma with it.
Yet Rortvedt says people seem increasingly willing to talk about heroin as it becomes more widespread, along with the diseases from shared needles. Graycheck, who served 7 months in prison for dealing heroin, nevertheless calls himself lucky because he didn't get an incurable disease from using.
You know, I got lucky. I am HIV negative and I don't have hepatitis C, but some other people don't get so lucky.
Part of Madison's approach is to prevent drug-related infection. Last year, Madison's health department gave out 28,000 sterile needles and syringes. Mary Jo Hussey coordinates the HIV program for Madison-Dane County Public Health.
It's on our website. We don't hide that we do it. And if you Google needle exchange in Dane County, our website pops up.
The AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin also distributes clean needles in Madison and around the state. Prevention Director Scott Stokes says since they started the program in 1995, there's been a 67% drop in HIV infections related to injection drug use.
So we know it's having a huge impact there.
Stokes says there's more hepatitis, so more work is required to control it. Hussey says needle exchange appears to be preventing its spread in Madison, but the practice has its critics.
It doesn't make sense to them, and I understand that. But I do think it's important to realize there's absolutely no evidence that this increases drug use or encourages someone to start using drugs.
She points out both AIDS and hepatitis are lifelong infections that are expensive for the community to treat. Needle exchange is a recommended intervention of the Centers for Disease Control. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.